بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
A question again coming to our mind. Let me raise this. I myself raised this question.
That's great.
Yeah. That. So when we see, as I told you previous session, for the opening discussion, I told you that in the history we cannot find a period of time, a moment that there was not any fight, that there was not any war. When we go throughout the history, we will see that, you know, there are many wars. So this question comes to our mind that, so this creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, so proud of him, when he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates human being, he is so proud that he said, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ of course. So this creature which is always in war and fighting with one another, what is a specific characteristic of this person that make him unique from the others? When we will see that this is the situation, this is the war, this is the fighting, this is always thinking about himself, selfishness and different vices that we will see.
Excuse me, and I heard, you know, angels, they've told God why you're going to create this kind of creature that he is going to kill and have a bloodshed. So,
exactly.
Is it true?
Exactly,
is
this
correct?
Is the question, yes. That in the same verse that you said, they say that the angels told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will put a person as a successor of yourself in the earth that he will blood, you know, shed the blood of the people and fighting with one another always. So this question is really a basic question for us. You know, this is also in the other side a theological and philosophical question that nowadays the philosophers throughout the world they are discussing about. So this is very important. The question is like this. So whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before creation, he was aware of this characteristic of human being, that, you know, fighting is a kind of essential feature of such a creature. Or, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not aware of it. It just happens to be so, for example. As this, the second idea that I told you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before creation of this creature, I mean humankind, he just created that creature, but later on he understood that this creature, oh, this is the way that this, for example, human being behaves. Also in some books, we will see that there are some hints of it. But the idea of Islam is completely different. As I told you, just again reminding the words that we have been interpreting with one another, having more understanding of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 30 said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ. So here from this verse, we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, there's a discussion, of course, angels in this, you know, discussion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can say that they politely, you know, raised the question that was in their mind, saying that, so if this is the situation with this creature, I mean humankind, so why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him be your successor? Why, for example, we cannot be? Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in advance, before creation, knows the characteristic of such a creature or not. From the exact words that before mentioned, we can understand that angels knows the characteristic because they started to politely complain. Why, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you create a creature which has got this, you know, characteristic. shedding blood. So when the angels know the characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let alone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course he knows better. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows in advance that when he creates this creature, so this is the situation that will come after. So now we are coming to your question. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the situation, why he created human beings?
Why?
Yes. You know, we're going through a really important discussion, which is about free will and choice and option. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, in one side he knows the characteristic of human being, but and of course in the other side he could, you know, forbid this situation to happen. He could easily, for example, stop the war to be happened. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself in a verse that in the verse yes, if I'm right, so in chapter 2 verse 253, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said tilka ar-rusul faddalna ba'dahum 'ala ba'd. In the continuation of the verse, walau sha'a Allahu maqtatala alladhina min ba'dihim min ba'di ma ja'atuhum al-bayyinat. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, he would not let this war between nations to be happened. So why he did not do, you know, just forbidding these wars to happen? This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants humankind and, you know, mankind, human being, to find the right path to come to the, you know, peaceful world, to come together, you know, in a peaceful situation, to live along with one another out of his own choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have stopped that. But if he could have stopped that, so there was no any, there would not be any value for out of this action. So the valuable action is the action that human being does out of his own free will. So we are, for example, let me tell you that, for example, if we are in a hardship or difficulty, and right after, so there are two different options, and although we are in difficulty and hardship, for example, we are choosing a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied. So this is valuable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us have these characteristics, I mean, to shed blood, of course, fighting, killing, vices, desires, and whatever lust and whatever we have. And from the one side, and the other side, the good characteristic as well. And let human being, he himself, to decide which one he wants to go directly toward that way. And when he just decide to go toward that way, so this is important. If he chooses, human being, if he chooses, for example, to go toward right path and toward the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so because he does that for out of his choice and out of his free will, that is valuable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference between human being and angels.
So you mean angels who don't have free will?
Yes. That's why we will see that whatever angels they do, because they cannot even think about committing a sin, committing a crime, so this is not that much valuable. That's why we will see that even a human being can go higher and higher in a level. They can go to the higher level than the angels that they are.
www.islam.com